It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
Welcome in, race fans. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. A week after the 49th annual Oktoberfest race weekend here on 1460 WBOG. Welcoming in those folks listening online at CoolGold1460.com and the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app. Hey, hush up, guest.
See, now Paul was supposed to do it again there and just looked away. My goodness. We are coming off a wild and probably a very historic Oktoberfest race weekend on many and different avenues last week. We are going to talk about that throughout the program today. You're going to hear from a lot of drivers that won championships, that won big races, that won races that didn't know they had won races until 3 hours afterwards, and all kinds of stuff in between. I'm radio man Dan Diker. That is Billy Doc Niles. That is Paul Reichert. And wow, gentlemen, what a fest.
This incredible. I mean, first off, you got to give hats off to Chuck Deary, Greg McKernsey, and the entire staff at the Speedway. The only real threat of rain we had was Friday night and Sunday a little bit in the afternoon. Got the show in just in time on Friday night, and luckily the racing gods cleared the way for racing on Sunday, so we got every single race in all weekend. Kudos to Chuck and the staff and the Air Titan, by the way, for drying off that track real quick. So
and waking everybody up like it was a tornado warning.
Yep. But still, it was a great job by the entire staff to get all the races in this weekend.
Paul?
Yeah, I got to give praise that we got everything in despite the threats of the rain on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And that is the craziest ending to an Oktoberfest race weekend I've ever seen in my life.
I got to send kudos out to the folks making the pork chop sandwiches. That was one of the highlights of my
life. Oh, yes. Summer,
yummy.
Hey, guest, I haven't introduced you yet, so sit back there and be quiet. The pork chop sandwiches were outstanding. The cookies were outstanding. Everything we had in the tower was outstanding. Kudos goes out to Greg McCarns and Chuck Deary and all their staff. I mean, this machine, with the threat of rain coming in so much, worked its way all the way through. When we needed to scrap heat races, move this up, move this to the exhibition hall, everything worked, I thought, fantastically.
And really, they didn't have to change that much.
No, scrapping the heat races for the Greater Inland Sportsman Series, that was smart I saw that front that was getting ready to come in. And I think Chuck and Greg were like, okay, listen, we're not going to dampen another night of racing. We're going to get everything in, and they did. I also got to send big kudos out to our guest, Kevin Ramsell, the PR director for the ARCA Midwest Tour, and Marty Gallagher, the voice of the ARCA Midwest Tour. There was a big change this year. Two announcers were not coming back. I was given the task of doing 80% of the races for 4 days and the homework that goes behind that. And I'm serious. In all my years of announcing, I don't think I clicked and could have asked for a better trio in the tower than myself, Marty, and Kevin Ramsell, who's joining us in the program. Kevin, for a guy that's done racing, writing for quite a while, kudos for a guy that's never announced in the past before.
I had to go back and literally watch the replays on Speed 51 last night just to make sure I did a decent job. You know, because you sit there and you're always one. You know this, Dan. You always are kind of like, if there's one person who's very critical about yourself, it is yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And I was for the first time out there. You know, the last I did announce one time before, and that was on January 31st, 2010. But that was in a different continent.
That's when you were in South Africa when Steve Carlson went over there.
Yeah, that was South Africa, and that race was broadcast live, starting at like at 4 a.m. Central Time on Sirius XM Radio. And we did about 80% of the races, and I had to go and do my PR duties at the end of the race. So. But if I want to call it like a dream come true, it was, because I always want to know what it'd be like to announce. You know, I probably made some other people jealous up there because I got to announce in my, you know, if you want to call it, make my announcing debut at the 49th annual Oktoberfest race weekend. I'm very humbled that you asked me about it, and I tried my best to go through it. And there's things I learned and things we can do to improve next year. So hopefully I get invited back to do it again next year because I would love to do it. And then next year I'll just let Paul do all the writing. I'll just come up and be a pompous announcer like everybody else.
I think we're going to make that happen next year. 49 years of Oktoberfest, there's been a lot of wild, hard-to-believe moments over the 48 years, I should say. 49th year brought some stuff, Kevin, that we had never seen before. Number one, we bring in a guy that is known worldwide, Ricky Brooks, when it comes to tech directing. Number two, the top, there were DQs coming down left and right all weekend from the Thunderstocks all the way to the ARCA Midwest Tour cars. And then after 3 hours, the top three get knocked out of the big race. Can you think of any more of a why? You couldn't have scripted this in your press releases 2 weeks beforehand.
If you run up in the dark with me afterwards, I'm scared to start writing my story. I don't know if I should start writing or should I just wait here because, we all know. First of all, let me back up. We gave everybody at least 2 weeks notice that Ricky was coming.
Right.
Okay. We gave everybody 2 weeks notice. Everybody knows that Ricky has, if you want to call it, a reputation, that he is a black and white rules guy. And he was black and white with the futures race on Thursday night with Casey Johnson and Austin Nason in the futures race. There was no issues on Friday night with the futures race. So everybody was good. Everybody was good that night. And then we had to clarify something. A lot of people are thinking that Ricky has something to do with Ty Majeski's disqualification in the Big 8 Series, and he had absolutely nothing to do with it. He was specifically with the super late models of the Midwest Tour on Saturday. That was all Big 8 Series officials who found the issue with Ty Majeski's car after the Big 8 Series race on Saturday night. And, with the Sunday, you just go and look at Jess Brown's article in last Monday's Lacrosse Tribune where he's quoted from Greg McCarns, and Greg McCarns summed it up with a few words. He did his job.
That's right. Aside from all the DQs, I mean, it was such a long weekend with so many races. Outside of the DQs, what are some of the highlights you'll take away from the weekend?
Well, first was seeing your brother drive his original race car. I thought that was pretty cool.
32 Heavy Chevy.
I'm sure he's going to be happy to hear that.
Yeah, he loves me. I know it.
You should have went down and wished him good luck.
Yeah, I did over to PA. That's probably why he parked it. First of all, the racing on the track was awesome. There was very close racing all around. Even like for transfer spots, there was very close racing on Friday night with the Trickle 99. I thought the Trickle 99 was a very competitive race. It came down to some pretty close points battles there with it. Then we had our points championship in the ARCA Midwest Tour on Saturday with the championship coming down to a little scuffle there with 25 laps to go on a restart. And I've seen the video of it where Austin Nason basically spun his tires, come off of turn four, and Dalton Zero was behind him. And Nason spun his tires, almost spun out. Dalton Zero went to the inside and then staying on the inside, causing a three wide.
That's kind of like the Fredrickson deal earlier in the summer.
Exactly. And then the two came together and there was not much real estate down there and someone got bumped, and that pretty much literally bumped Nason right out of a championship, sadly. And too bad there wasn't enough laps for Nason to recover and come back and challenge again for that. But it was, outside of DQs, like you said, I thought the racing in just about all divisions were very competitive. There was really no runaway winner all weekend long.
You know, one thing that that stuck out to me that I thought was pretty amazing since this was the first year I got to announce all the classes I do, plus the Big 8s and the trucks. Did it shock any of you three that four track records fell in four different divisions?
No, because the weather conditions were perfect for it.
Yeah, exactly. The weather was perfect for it. I mean, it's not too hot. It's not too cold. I mean, it was just cool enough to grip the track. Had a lot of grip in it with their cooler temperatures and even more grip because you had rain practically every night washing all the rubber off. And giving it even more grip when you get out to qualify. So at least four track records does not shock me at all.
Again, one of those that went down, of course, Ty Majeski. We kind of figured that was going to happen on a Thursday night with an 18.574. Corey Kempkus really kind of floored me He broke a track record that had been out for almost 10 years on the Action Track Quarter Mile when he brought his super late model out and hit a 13.814. That one really, really floored me. That was also the one that held the longest. You know, the one that really got me, Dave Trout was not in the Great Northern Sportsman Series, but for Scott Luck to go out and break the track record with a 21.088 out of all those different sportsmen, I think that was the biggest shock to me all weekend.
I think the area, the local people were looking at Humfeld to possibly break that because that car has...
He broke Humfeld's record.
Yeah, and that car has always been stout in this race, whether it was Clements or Humfeld racing it. And, you know, Luck was fast in practice on Thursday. He was fast in practice on Friday, and we figured he'd be somewhere in the top two or three, you know, especially with Trout looming around. But when Trout pookied the second motor on Friday, you figured it was going to be somebody like Luck or Stark or Humfeld that was going to take a shot at that track record.
Kevin, one name that the hype surrounding about him coming back to Oktoberfest for his second in a row whimpered out about three-quarters of the way through the 200-lapper when he told Billy Doc Niles, my car doesn't feel right, I'm done. Bubba Pollard, this is 2 years in a row now he's not completed that 200-lap race. What are your thoughts on that?
I saw him on Friday, and you can just see the frustration on his face. You would think, you know, Bill will attest to this, you know, the guy comes first, sure, it's a learning experience, he comes back to second year and he wins. And we saw him do it at Slinger, we see him doing it at other tracks. This track is real tough for him. It's very tough. He loves the atmosphere. Ricky Brooks made a comment to me. He says, Bubba's having a tough time. That only means one thing. I said, that boy's coming back here next year.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, another heartwarming story that's a part of this, I didn't get to see it, but I saw the first one. The very first race I announced this year was at Madison International Speedway when I was doing my traveling series, and Andrew Morrissey had happened to win the feature that day, and you were there with me. And Andrew Morrissey pulled out a handkerchief full of his best friend's ashes that he was driving with, and he could not make it through the interview because he was crying because he reflected back on that. You go from the first race of the year, now it happens again to the second race of the year. You and Paul were down to the pits when you guys broke the news to Andrew that he had just won the grand, like he said, the Daytona 500 of his race. That really had to make you kind of emotional to be at the first and the last like I was to watch this happen again to Andrew.
Actually, that happened last year in 2017.
Was that last year? Okay.
Yeah.
First race last year.
Austin, and then this year, Austin Aisel won.
That's right, Madison.
Won his first ever race in a pretty memorable fashion with Bubba Pollard leading and Kesey Johnson. And they both fell out a couple laps ago and pretty much fell into Austin Nason's lap and all on track with it. But you know, with Andrew, the thing about Andrew is I've known him a lot since I want to say 2003, 2004, when he started racing late models full time. It's always been a family operation. It's always been him and his dad, Charlie Morrissey. And, you know, I think back to when Nathan Hosley won this a few years ago. Nathan Hosley had the same reaction, is that this was a race as a Wisconsin driver. I want to put my name on this list. And I think that's what Andrew was too. And Andrew was very, very emotional about it. And Paul will tell you that it was the Caleb Sloha of Speed 51. Him and Paul and I were there, and we were trying to choke back tears too as you started talking. And I think you're going to play the interview in a little bit. You'll realize that I didn't have to say much to him to get him going on it. It was pure right there in the moment, and I never seen a driver have tears coming down from his face like he did as we were doing the interview and stuff like that. And I was just like, Andrew, you can stop talking now, but you want to keep going.
And Kevin, one interesting thing I thought about the weekend, the change for the Big 8 late models, their format, running just qualifying races instead of the heats and the thing. I kind of liked it after I saw it. How did you feel about it?
I liked it too because it gave those guys more lap times to race on the track and such with it. I thought it gave a better show because each one of those races mattered, and it gave guys who don't qualify well a chance to race their way into something. You know, like we all know there's guys who can't put two laps together, but they can go out there for 20 laps and put on a race. and I thought that put on a better race. It kind of took this idea from like what the Winter Showdown and the Summer Showdown out on the West Coast do. They have data, and you go out there and qualify. Okay, here's what your position is for the races. Then you're gonna go out there and you're gonna race your way in. And I think that's kind of puts everybody on a more level playing field. And the end result, when we get that 38 lap finale, we literally have the best racing cars out there, not the best qualifying cars out there.
Kevin Rounds of the ARCA Midwest Tour PR director slash my helper last weekend, who did a phenomenal job. We are running out of time with a second. But, again, hey, we greatly appreciate you coming on here. We're going to bring you back on next week after everything has kind of settled down, the other races in the state come about, and we'll get more one more reflection from you next week. Hey, buddy, I greatly appreciate it. And I'll tell you what, it means a lot when I can say from my heart that I do classify you as a true friend. Thank you very much for last weekend.
I'll send you a check.
That's Paul Reichert's division right there. When we come back, going to start talking to some champions from the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway that were crowned at Oktoberfest. That's next on 1460 WBOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
All right, who's ready for Sunday spin? Get those butts off those seats and start climbing! Okay, stop climbing. What a workout. You guys killed it.
Make room for Sunday. Get every live game every Sunday on NFL Sunday Ticket when you switch to DirecTV. Sign up at directtv.com/NFL. More for your thing, that's our thing. Quest choice package are above. 24-month agreement, activation, other fees, terms, and restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Greg Oliver from the Tomo Sparta Speedway. I'd like to thank all of you for supporting and attending the races this year at Tomo Sparta Speedway. Thanks to you, our inaugural year was a great success. I also want to thank the contribution our sponsors made, like Tomo Area Credit Union, Magnum.media, Dean Satellite and Security, Contractor Supply of West Salem, and Farm and Fleet. Because of your enthusiasm and support, we are already beginning to plan for next year. We look forward to seeing you in 2019 at Tomo Sparta Speedway.
It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. The Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. Here with you still for the next month. Every Saturday in October, we're going to be recapping and giving you more interviews from the 49th Annual Oktoberfest Race Weekend. Time to talk to some of the champions. Billy Doc knows, you know, to win a championship at the La Crosse Speedway, they don't care what the car count is. It's tough to do. It's rough, whether you're on the quarter-mile track or you're on the 5/8 mile. How about doing that, concentrating on the La Crosse Speedway, and then having to concentrate on another title at the La Crosse Speedway that you got, and then a title that you got at the Tomo Sparta Speedway?
Yeah, Matt Moore, he had big, big tasks in front of him. He had some big, big goals. And starting in the middle of the pack, he had some stuff to get through, and he came through with flying colors. He does what any champ wants to do. He wants to take it home with a victory in victory lane on championship night, and he did that last Thursday night. And our guy Paul caught up with him after the race was over.
So, not too bad a year for you here at La Crosse, winning this with the Street Sox. It looked like Chris Larson was going to run away, but you got a surge here going late in the season here.
Yeah, at one point I was 24 points behind, and then we buckled down and got her done, and it ended up being a good year.
Yep, and no doubt a great year for you also, won with track championships also at Tomo, so a pretty good year there too.
Yeah, I had a pretty good car this year.
Yep. And let's see, you won the six-shooter class there?
Yep, at Tomo they're called six-shooters. Yep. Lacrosse, they're called street stocks.
And you also won the chaos division there?
The chaos division, yep. Like lacrosse's novelty division. Mm-hmm. So.
And, of course, do we see you returning, or have you decided to call it quits, or what are the plans for 2019? Any inklings yet?
I'll probably race Tomo part-time next year.
Okay. And, of course, some great sponsors supporting your efforts. Of course, well, I think I know one, but we'll go through them here.
All right, well, we got moreforlessauto.com, Gratz Auto Repair, and Shaw's Auto out of Warrens, Wisconsin.
All right. Well, again, congratulations on the Street Stock Championship here, Matt, and hopefully we see you back in action in 2019.
I'll be here in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, yeah. All right, again, congratulations, sir.
All right, thank you.
So, again, congratulations to multi-track champion, multi-track champion, Thomas Porter Speedway Lacrosse, Matt Moore. Another guy that had a slim lead heading into Oktoberfest, pretty much knew exactly what he had to do to start Thursday night, end Thursday night, and he did it. He said this was the biggest moment of his entire racing career. Was not only what he's done the entire season, but to nail the championship down on Thursday night at Fest, and that would be Lacrosse Hornet champion Brian LeMoyne. Paul had the double H aside with the mic.
Great to see you, man. Great to see you. Oktoberfest is here. Oktoberfest for me is done. Great season. Great season.
Now let's go over the season here. It was a pretty competitive season here. Got a little interesting there going, but give us an overall view of the season.
Well, it started off really well. I won the first two features of the year, started off really hot, put myself in a position where, you know, I didn't need every single win. I just had to race smart every week, week in, week out, heat, feature, keep the car in one piece, pick my moves where I needed to pick. And when it became Oktoberfest time, I had a decent lead where I could just race smart, and I didn't need the win to win the championship.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was a relaxing, but it sucked that I couldn't go for the win for Oktoberfest because I had the big picture in mind the whole time.
Yeah, and that picture I saw you had actually had started in the rear of the field, or what was the plan all along, or?
Yeah, I was supposed to start 17th. I elected to start dead last. I just wanted to have a view of the whole field and what was going on. I knew what was at stake. I had to finish 19th or better, so you know, I just wanted to play it safe. I had a big picture in mind. I've always wanted to win Oktoberfest. I placed second 2 years in a row. I always wanted Oktoberfest belt, but I had a big picture in mind, and I just paid attention to the field and did what I could.
Yeah, and of course, wanted to avoid any major catastrophes or anything like that in the feature there, starting at the rear.
Yeah, you know, I just hung back. You always want to push it balls to the walls, but all I could think about was, I've dreamt about it my whole life. I just wanted a championship, and I did everything I could to make sure that there was nothing that was going to stop that tonight.
Mm-hmm. And any inklings about 2019, what you might be doing, staying in the Hornet class, or maybe moving up? I don't know. Any thoughts, even though it's still... still early yet?
You know, it's, as a racer, everything seems early to the outsider, but a real racer is thinking about it every day during the off season. I gotta sit out a year for a Hornets if I want to come back to the Hornets, but if I can put a couple sponsors together, I'd really like to see the big track next year. Mm-hmm. I'd really like to see what it's like coming out of turn four in a big car. That'd be nice.
And, of course, some great sponsors helping out your efforts here in winning the championship, so let's give them some thanks here.
Absolutely. I couldn't do it without my family, my friends, my sponsors. You got Robin's Nest Bar and Grill, Nick Boswell Concrete and Masonry, New Ear Hearing Center was there on board, Jim Dandy's threw in this year. I got a great team and a great group of sponsors that I couldn't thank enough. My dad, my girlfriend, all the fans, Lacrosse Speedway. There's not enough people to thank. When you get put in this position, it's, you look back at everybody that even turned one lug nut or gave you any advice. It's just, you thank everybody. I thank everybody. I'm always leaving somebody out. I thank the Lockington family, RIP, Ron Lockington, my favorite growing up. You know, it's, you could thank thousands of people and you're always leaving somebody out.
Yeah.
You always could.
Very true. Well, again, Brandon, congratulations on claiming the Hornet Championship in 2018, and can't wait to see what we see you doing in 2019.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And great show. Keep up the great work.
So, again, I want to welcome, thank you to Matt Moore for being a great guy. Came on the show several times this year. He threw some finances towards the Thomas Sparta Speedway to make sure we can get the show rolling there. And what a nice job he did. Brandon LeMoyne, he's been trying to do this. He's almost like the Steve Bachman of Hornet Racing.
The Steve Bachman, record. Yeah, I was going to make that comparison. He was a little, for lack of a better term, nutted up.
3 or 4 years in a row, he's tried to do this thing and just barely missed it.
Man, he was all, you know, a ball of twine. And same thing with Bachman, and we'll talk to him in the next segment in the Team Dean segment. But you know, he knew what he had to do, and he was. I know he was coming because you and I talked about this. Over the headset Thursday night.
Yep.
He was counting cars, and I was counting cars like, well, he's got his margin. Now he can start racing. So,
and that's exactly what he did. He sat back there and stayed out of harm's way and did what he wanted to do and nailed down the Hornet champion. When we come back, like Bill just reiterated to, we're going to talk to the Team Dean's lacrosse sportsman champ, Steve Bachman. That's next right here on 1460 WDOG.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Hi, this is Greg Oliver from the Thomas Sparta Speedway. I'd like to thank all of you for supporting and attending the races this year at Thomas Sparta Speedway. Thanks to you, our inaugural year was a great success. I also want to thank the contribution our sponsors made, like Thomas Area Credit Union, Magnum.media, Dean Satellite and Security, Contractor Supply of West Salem, and Farm and Fleet. Because of your enthusiasm and support, we are already beginning to plan for next year. We look forward to seeing you in 2019.
Packers.
At Thomas
Racing.
Speedway.
Packers.
Racing. Okay, Mike, how about both?
Hey, Dan, here at the Overtime Pub and Grill, we have both race fans and the Packers. On game day, you can expect Packer Bingo, $2 domestics, and dollar brats. Plus, get a dozen of our famous wings for only $5. And we have 10 TVs for your viewing enjoyment. And we are the home for Oktoberfest races, so Dan, we can do both.
Okay, Packers and racing.
The Overtime Pub and Grill. The game never ends when you're in overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back, 1460 WBOG, Google 1460.com, and the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Just type in WBOG. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker. That's Paul Riker, Billy Knock Niles. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG, coming off of a very exciting 49th annual Oktoberfest race week. And every time I say that now, since the races are done, what do you think the powers that be have in store for the 50th? I mean, all these trucks are faltering and they can't get attendance. There's crying on Facebook and social media. We're about to put on our 50th annual fest.
I don't know. I can't get in the mind of Chuck Deary and Greg McCarns because I'd be lost.
I don't know if I'd want to.
Especially Chuck.
When I put myself, I mean, I just get a nice haircut, so the grays are there. I would either set myself 20 years forward or go back to 1970. Who knows?
I would think they would try and bring back as many Oktoberfest champions as they can. I think that would be really cool for the 50th.
I think it should be a 400-lap race.
No. No.
You just don't want to stand under for 3 hours freezing.
No, leave it alone.
Hey, I did get you new shirts, though. Did you like the shirts?
Yes.
I did, yes.
Yes, I very much liked the
shirts. I like the brown on you. I've known you for so many years. I've never seen you in brown. I thought that shirt looked really good on you.
By the way, there's a reason I don't own brown, because my wife won't let me wear it. So she looked at me in that shirt. She says, "What are you doing wearing that ugly color?"
I thought it was very nice.
I said, "Honey, it fits."
This is the Team Dean segment. We do want to thank Sonia and the team, Dean Pennell with us, Dean Satellite, Andrew Krombeck, for sponsoring our show continuously. I did apologize to her. We didn't get to go to her Team Dean's party at Fest, but it was raining so hard that night. She said a lot of people didn't, but she really, really supports the show. She really, really supports a driver that won a championship that's been trying hard for 4 straight years. He's got 3 Chase championships, just couldn't get the big one, and he finally did it. Steve Bachman, congratulations, the 14-year winner on Thursday night. And Paul Reichert had a chance to talk to Mr. B.
So take us through the 2018 season here. Give us an overall view of the season, how it went for you.
It was tough. Chris Webber was really fast all year long. We ran into a brake problem that really slowed us down a lot in the end of the season, but we got that figured out, and the car was really good. We changed a lot of things, and we had to do what we had to do, but the car was really good tonight. Everything we needed to do tonight happened. I got behind Chris, and I knew I just had to finish him, and everything went well. I'm just glad it's finally over.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed like Chris had something come up or something go wrong with the car. Kind of feels like what you've gone through here with your seasons and trying to win championships in the past. How much could you relate to what he was going through, or did you try to give him some advice or...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We've had everything go wrong you could possibly think of that could go wrong. And he had a lot of bad luck this year. But I've had them years where I've had so much bad luck, it's like, if this and if that. But that's just how it goes. I mean, it takes a perfect season to win a championship. And he's had the worst bad luck this year, and he had a really fast car all year long, and he was hard to beat. But I've also had that bad luck before where I've been leading and had something go wrong. So it's just part of the game. Mm-hmm. It takes everything to be perfect to win a championship, and finally everything came together.
Mm-hmm. And of course we know that you've won two of the previous Chase championships here. Did you ever think you would see a season championship here at La Crosse?
I mean, I've been second three times and third a couple times, and it's like, what do I got to do to win this thing? And finally we got her done tonight, and it took so long to finally get it done. But a couple Chase championships, got the Dash championships. I mean, I got Oktoberfest wins. Finally, it's the track championship.
Yes. Culmination of a long journey for you, I guess you could say.
Everything we've been working for 5 years finally came together.
Yep.
And what are your plans like for 2019? Could we see you running elsewhere or back here at La Crosse?
We would definitely like to stay in La Crosse. We're looking at some late model stuff right now, but I can't go over my budget, so we're working on a few things and putting a few deals together, and I think you'll see us back out here next year just in a different car.
Okay. And, of course, some great sponsors on your car helping your efforts here. Let's give them a shout-out on your championship effort here.
Yes, Hyder Excavating, Newman Grain Cleaning, Weir's Machine, FJ Rober's Company, Lawn Keepers Service, Tostrud & Temp, Fastenal, Team Deans, Dean Satellite and Security, Castle Realty, Silverado Saloon, Clements Automotive. There's so many I can't think of them right now. We're just having a great time and celebrating the championship.
Of course. Okay, well, Steve, again, congratulations on the Sportsman Championship, and can't wait to see what happens for you in 2019.
All right, thank you for having me.
Again, congratulations, Steve Bachman, going through three midseason slumps after some point leads, breaking his hand, missing six races, saying, screw it, I'm just going to come back and win whatever I can. Won six in a row, got the Chase Championship.
2014, it would come down to him and Sheck, and it got rained out there, and he didn't get a chance to race for it. So finally, after all the stuff he has gone through over the last 5-6 years, he finally breaks through and wins the championship.
And you know, I mean, and I'm not, and you know me, I'm not taking away from any driver when I say this, but if there was a more good guy deserving of a championship this year, I think it had to have been Steve Bachman.
Oh, definitely, and for the reasons that I just mentioned, you know, dating back to 2014. I mean, Sheck went through it for about 3 or 4 years before he finally got his, you know, and Bachman, he went through his for about the last 5 years, I believe it is. Finally got his, so now the monkey's off his back.
Paul Reichert, I saw on Facebook this week, somebody asked Steve what his intentions were next year. Like every champion, are you going to run a late model? Steve admitted on Facebook that he is pursuing a late model ride for 2019.
Oh, yeah. Remember, he ran a backup car for Matt Henderson like a couple of seasons back, and maybe that could happen next year.
Put him in the right car.
Yeah,
he could be continuing for rookie of the year right off the bat.
I think he's going to be in the right car. There is no question about that.
And I think he's, barring any incidents, he could find himself a top three or top five ride right off the bat.
Definitely. And Bachman's got the talent. You put the right car in him, he's got the talent to put it in the top five. Look at Clements.
All right, I want to thank Dean Satellite again for sponsoring the Team Dean segment. We look forward to getting them back on board again next year with not only all their drivers, but the marquee drivers in short track racing. When we come back, we've got a whole bunch of ARCA Midwest Tour interviews. We got to get out of the way. The winners and more winners and runner-up winners. That's next on 1460 WBOG.
Clean water.
Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Packers.
Racing.
Packers.
Racing. Okay, Mike, how about both?
Hey, Dan, here at the Overtime Pub and Grill, we have both race fans and the Packers. On game day, you can expect Packer Bingo, $2 domestics, and dollar brats. Plus, get a dozen of our famous wings for only $5. And we have 10 TVs for your viewing enjoyment. And we are the home for Oktoberfest races, so Dan, we can do both.
Okay, Packers and racing.
The Overtime Pub and Grill. The game never ends when you're in overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
All right. Who's ready for Sunday spin? Get those butts off those seats and start climbing! Okay, stop climbing. What a workout. You guys killed it.
Make room for Sunday. Get every live game every Sunday on NFL Sunday Ticket when you switch to DirecTV. Sign up at DirecTV.com/NFL. More for your thing, that's our thing. Requires choice package or above. 24-month agreement activation of the fees, terms, and restrictions apply.
Tall, dark, and handsome, big, fat, and ugly, you decide. Here's Doc and Dan on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. The post-49th annual Oktoberfest race weekend program still coming your way. We get a lot still left to go with Billy Doc Canal, Carl Riker, myself, Radio Man Dan Dykert. On the Badger State, Clean Water Radio Race Reporter, 1460, the WDOG. You know what else? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I didn't do this in segment one. We got to thank all of our sponsors for being on the program this year. The Overtime Pub and Grill, your home now for the Packers. Uh-huh. Badger State Clean Water and Air, Big Boar Barbecue,
Toma Sparta Speedway, Dean Satellite Security in the Team Dean segment, FansArena.com. Look at our shirts.
And thank you to our friends at the Pizza Oven.
For bringing out
some of the best damn pizza and wings I have had in a long time. For our live show last Saturday. That was simple. The presentation was great. Rick, you did such a phenomenal job. Thank you so much. Our guests enjoyed it. I know you guys did. Jesse, you got in on the pizza.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, getting in on something a little bit bigger than pizza and wings and what we do was Dalton Zier, ARCA Midwest Tour champion. Interesting what happened at the end of the race right there between he and Austin Nason with a finger pointing in turn four. But our man Paul Reichert and Kevin Ramsey were down to the talk to the champ.
Oh, you know, I mean, at the beginning of the race, I thought we had a really good car. I mean, we were running third, and I actually felt like I was faster than the leaders. We were racing very conservatively. Just I knew I had to be third with Nason behind me or better. Just racing conservative, and then we came for the stop, and I tell you, the car did not agree with the new tires. We lost a lot of ground. We had the restart with 30 to go, and Nason was starting on my front bumper, got a little sideways off the exit of the four, and I tried to get the inside on him. He tried to pinch me. Casey went to his outside, and we went down into one, you know, and he was trying to get down to the bottom. I didn't want to give it up. Unfortunately, we made contact, sliding him up the track, and he lost a lot of ground. It's hard to pass late in the race for sure. But I know Nason's upset, but that's the way I saw it. We were just capitalizing on his slip. You know, we came away with the championship right now, so it looks pretty sweet.
The last 48 hours has been a true roller coaster for your team. What does it mean to end up on top like this?
Well, absolutely. That's the second part of the story, is that we wrecked in the trickle race on Friday. Lap two, tore the whole right side of the car off, wrecked the radiator, but I have a great group of guys behind me that made it possible to be on the track first thing the next morning. We worked on it till 2 in the morning, started again at 8, worked on it till 11, then got on the track, then worked on it some more, worked on it. It's been a long weekend, but it paid off. I mean, it was pretty sweet. I mean, and I also have to do a shout-out to my sponsors for even giving me the opportunity to run the Midwest Tour. Eagle Jet came on board last year, helped me build this car. And unfortunately, Rick Gaber with Eagle Jet passed away this last offseason. And this was the season we wanted to chase the championship. Last year was a learning year, and we chased the championship. I think we got it. It's really sweet. And then, of course, E3 spark plugs came on board and made the rest of this possible. You know, I mean, it's cool to have a championship plug like E3 behind you.
Do you think there's someone up in heaven having a 7-7 in your honor?
Oh, my gosh. He's dancing right now. I could tell you right now, Rick Gaber is dancing right now.
What about the other 7-7 guy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it just... Lumpy, yeah, shoot. Oh, gosh. Mike Lemke was our tech official, passed away this last offseason as well. And, you know, it's just a lot of big blows in racing this year, but we keep them in our minds and hearts to and even on days like today. And, you know, they built this series. You know, they made this happen, and I'm just very fortunate to be running it. I'm excited to come away with the championship.
Congratulations to the man in orange and green, the ARCA Midwest Tour champion, the seventh champion overall, Dalton Zier. One of the other interviews that Paul got in on with Kevin Ramsell, the Rookie of the Year, Billy Moen.
Yeah, Billy Moen. Yeah, anyhow, we got to see Billy's bowling skills last week before he got to race. Let's just say he's a better bowler. And here's what Billy Moen had to say after wrapping up the Rookie of the Year in the ARCA Midwest Tour.
Congratulations on your Rookie of the Year, bud.
Thanks.
What's thoughts going through your head about that?
Not the race. I would have liked today. We tried to tell your strategy. It did not work. But, I don't know, it's kind of cool. Come out and we had some good runs and some bad runs. And overall, we learned a lot this year. And hopefully we can do it next year, too.
You joined a pretty nice list of drivers who won the Rookie of the Year title in the Midwest Tour.
Yeah, a lot of Minnesota drivers. So maybe there's something to that. But yeah, pretty cool, and thanks to Greg and everyone who puts this deal on.
He looks like you're in a little bit of a shock about this.
I'm still thinking about, I wish we wouldn't have ran 170 laps on one set of tires, but we tried, so.
Congratulations again.
Thanks.
And Billy Moen was bowling in his socks last week in the first annual Doc versus Pablo rear end stomping that Pablo took Doc. Three out of three matches
he
bowling.
He smoked me.
And Billy Moen's first time down, I hear this big kaboom, boom, blam. I'm like, what was that? And Billy had fallen down as he was throwing his first ball.
So after all of the DQs last week, we had an official winner, and Andrew Morrissey was really emotional.
Yeah, he was.
He was really emotional, and here's what he had to say to Kevin and Paul after he found out he was the winner.
Is it safe to say you are a little stunned right now?
A little bit, yeah. I'm happy. I kind of feel bad for everybody that got tossed too. I mean, I don't know. Just this is, you know, my Daytona 500, and it's pretty crazy. But it's just not really the way I wanted to win, I guess. But we'll take it.
It's just starting to set in, isn't it?
Yeah.
What was your reaction when you hear each car going down the line here?
I mean, that's not like I'm sitting here hoping I get DQ'd or nothing, you know. It's just I wouldn't wish bad on anybody, so I'm more just shocked than anything, I guess, right now.
49 of these Oktoberfests, there's a lot of names on that list. Your name's finally going to be on that list.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just, I just really worked my whole life to try to win this race. And, whatever. Means a lot. Just I don't know, it sucks to win it like that though. But
you and your dad has been kind of a father-son operation for over 10 years at least with this. It's gotta be his emotions are showing itself. It's sinking in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's just really I'm just more happy for my dad, mom, and everybody that helps me more than anybody.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks.
What a fantastic interview that was, especially, I've been a reporter my entire life, so I catch interviews like this all the time. When you can get somebody that just breaks down in the middle of the interview, I mean, it just makes the interview so much more. I'm not trying to make fun of Andrew or anything like that because, you know, emotions
that's
do
raw,
take
that's
over.
That's raw emotion right there.
But that was simply outstanding. Congratulations to Andrew Morrissey. ARCA Midwest Tour runner-up. Paul Schaefer Jr. had to be the most stunned person in the stadium. That's what he told Paul and Kevin.
At the end of the day, you finished second.
It's pretty good, huh? I don't know. I mean, I'll take it. I mean, it's a lot easier to pass them here in the pits than it is on the track. I know our stuff wasn't that good. We were tight in the center and fought that all day. So I don't know, not too bad. Couldn't do it without my guys, and they gave me a nice, good car, legal piece, and can't complain.
What's your emotions going through here with all this?
I don't know. I mean, we got a Hamner motor, so it's all sealed from Hamner. Jeff and Rick down there, they always give us good motors, good power. They got too much to lose as far as doing anything crazy. So, I mean, I really like when Ricky Brooks comes up here and when we go down there. I mean, he's fair. I mean, if the book says 58-01 left side, it's 58-0. Well, if you're 58-1, you're DQ'd. And, it's nice to know that he's the same way for everybody. He doesn't like me more than he likes anybody else. I'm the same as them. So it's always good to know.
Congratulations on your second place finish.
Thanks.
Again, congratulations to Paul Schaefer Jr. Congratulations to all the ARCA Midwest Tour gents that came out and raced all weekend long. You guys put on one heck of a show the entire weekend. Really quickly, Nick Panitsky finished in the top 10 in his lacrosse late model.
No, that was his super late model, wasn't it?
If you go on Facebook, his super late model broke.
Oh.
They did not want to stop the weekend. So according to Morgan and his father, they ran the lacrosse late model to a ninth place finish.
Well,
actually, with the DQs, sixth place finish.
That is consistent right there. I mean, I said something to you on let's see, look at Panitsky. He keeps moving up.
That's when you told me he was ninth.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, he's in ninth. That is incredible. So congratulations to him.
Yeah, a couple of tweaks. It was his lacrosse late model. I could not believe that. When we come back, Paul has unbelievable results from that part of the world to this, the United States.
And all the Oktoberfest results.
And some Canada. Burn and Rubber Race Reports next on WBOG.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Hi, this is Greg Oliver from the Toma Sparta Speedway. I'd like to thank all of you for supporting and attending the races this year at Toma Sparta Speedway. Thanks to you, our inaugural year was a great success. I also want to thank the contribution our sponsors made, like Toma Area Credit Union, Magnum.media, Dean Satellite and Security, Contractor Supply of West Salem, and Farm and Fleet. Because of your enthusiasm and support, we are already beginning to plan for next year. We look forward to seeing you in 2019 at Toma Sparta Speedway.
All right, who's ready for Sunday spin? Get those butts off those seats and start climbing! Okay, stop climbing. What a workout. You guys killed it.
Make room for Sunday. Get every live game every Sunday on NFL Sunday Ticket when you switch to DirecTV. Sign up at DirecTV.com/NFL. More for your thing, that's our thing. Requires choice package or above. 24-month agreement. Activation of the fees. Terms and restrictions apply.
Get ready. It's the Burn and Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
Welcome back, race fans. Billy Doc Nels, Radio Man Dan Dyker, Tiny Penguin, Paul Reichert, the stat man. I still like the penguin. That will come back next year because we're going to put it to a solid fan vote.
Well, he's going to lose.
The Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. This segment every race show this year and for the rest of the month. We feature not only our local winners, but all the winners throughout the nation. The Statman Paul Reichert has the Burn and Rubber Race Report.
All right, guys, well, let's recap. Starting with Thursday of Oktoberfest here at La Crosse, Ty Majeski won the Super Late Model Futures race. He also won the final NASCAR Late Model Feature of the season. Steve Carlson claimed the championship. Nick Panitsky, second straight Chase Championship. Rick Schermerhorn won the Sportsman Feature. Steve Bachman finally claims his Sportsman Championship. Chris Webber's the Chase Champion. Caleb Hardy won the Thunderstock Feature. Mark Chalet holds on to win the championship.
And he barely got through that race. Holy cow, there was a lot of pumping and banging that.
Chris Berg won the Hornet Feature. Brandon LeMoyne claims the championship. Daily Double for Matt Moore and the Street Sox won the race, locked up the championship. Also, the Bandits in action. Scott Schlafke won the race. Corey Kempkes from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh, good one.
Outlaw feature.
Cheer, cheer, crowd, cheer.
And Phil Maloof won the double O race.
Maloff,
thank you.
Manitouish Waters, Wisconsin.
Yes. Friday, Oktoberfest, Dick Trickle 99 taking place. Johnny Sawyer won the first segment. Ty Majewski the second. Jason Weinkauf the third segment. Johnny claimed the overall victory. Great Northern Sport.
Which, by the way, Johnny said was one of the biggest race wins, something that he's never done in his life.
Well, and he brought Victor Getzloff in to do his tires for the
weekend. Best friend of Dick Trickle.
He was Trickle's old crew chief, so it was pretty special for him.
Final race of the year for the Great Northern Sportsman Series, won by Eric Campbell. Jason Toma claims the championship.
Do you see how Brett Kane went on and just ripped every single sportsman driver in the state?
Every single sportsman driver in the Midwest.
Dominant performers by Mike Corvo winning the Midwest Truck Series feature. Saturday, Championship Saturday at Oktoberfest. Big 8 late model feature went to Michael Butterback after Ty's DQ. Jeremy Miller won the championship. Where's the trophy?
Somebody hacked his trophy. Took his trophy.
That was so wrong. And, you know, I did find out, though, the Big 8 late model series did find out that someone stole it, and they are making him another one.
That's cool.
But if you're listening to the program, you stole it, you're going to be a POS in my books for the rest of my life.
Yes. Yep.
And yours.
Final race here with the Mid-American Stock Car Series. Tom Leafy scored the victory. Ron Vandermeer Jr. is your champion. Midwest Dash finale. Drama before the race with Brandon DeLacy's problems. George Seliger won the race and got by DeLacy to claim the championship.
Just, I think it was like 1 point,
one point.
ARCA ran at Lucas Oil Raceway in Brownsburg, Indiana. Christian Ecke's the winner. Sam Mayer 7th. Natalie Decker 16th. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway in Imperial, Pennsylvania. Bobby Pierce the winner. NASCAR K&N Pro East Series season finale at Dover. Ruben Garcia Jr. the winner. Derek Krause finished 3rd. Sam Mayer came home in 4th. Tyler Ankrum is your champion. Any Smith Late Models and the Southern All-Stars both at Smoky Mountain Speedway in Maryville, Tennessee. How about this? Shannon Buckingham took both of them. The Any Smith Late Models are great late models. He won that race and then won the Southern All-Star race.
Nice.
And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Fulton, New York. Logan Schuchart scored the victory. Sunday, final day of Oktoberfest. Crazy ending to the ARCA Midwest Tour race. After all the DQs, Andrew Morrissey given the victory. Dalton Zier locks up the championship. The JMAC 63 taking place for the Big 8 Late Models. Brody Willett, Jacob Gady, and Steve Carlson won the segments. They were the dominant cars of the day. Jacob Gady claimed the overall victory. Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series in action. More DQs, and Woody Poole won his 4th straight.
That's officially 4 in a row.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody has ever done that at Oktoberfest.
And the Modified's back in action for the first time in at least 10 years. Mid-Am driver Bill Pretzel scored the victory there.
Boy, you should have seen the smile on his face getting out of that car.
NHRA at the Texas Motor Plex in East Texas. The men who've dominated the championship chase are winning again. Steve Torrenson, Top Fuel, Robert Hayden, Funny Car, Taylor Graham, Pro Stock, and L.E. Tunlin in Pro Stock Motorcycles. Final race of the year for the Ontario Super Late Models up at Peterborough Speedway in Cavan, Ontario, Canada. Glenn Watson won the race and locked up the championship. The Valenti Modified Racing Series at Lee, New Hampshire. Woody Pitcat scored the victory. And the Super Dirt Car Series in action in Oswego, New York for Super Dirt Week. Larry White scored the victory there. And that's it for this week's edition of the Brady Rubber Race Report.
That's all your winners from last week. When we come back, we'll put a bow on this week's edition of the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report right here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
That's the Burning Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
Packers.
Racing.
Packers.
Racing. Okay, Mike, how about both?
Hey, Dan, here at the Overtime Pub and Grill, we have both race fans and the Packers. On game day, you can expect Packer Bingo, $2 domestics, and dollar brats. Plus, get a dozen of our famous wings for only $5. And we have 10 TVs for your viewing enjoyment. And we are the home for Oktoberfest races, so Dan, we can do both.
Okay, Packers and racing.
The Overtime Pub and Grill. The game never ends when you're in overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City
to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back to Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report at 1460 WDUG. One more time, we've got a ski daddle out of here. I've got street drags to announce this afternoon. There's more racing coming up in the state.
Get your butt out of this. Get your butt out of here. But hey, let's thank all of our sponsors: Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem, Thomas Sparta Speedway, Dean Satellite and Security, Fans Arena, and the Overtime Pub and Grill. Plus, thank you to our friends at the Pizza Oven for taking care of us last weekend.
Boom. What about the Dells? They're still racing.
The Dells is racing. They got Halloween next weekend. They got practice on Friday night. Saturday, they got Super Late Model 150 for the Halloween 150, the 602 Late Models, and the Season Championships for the Midwest Trucks.
Golden Sands.
And they're finally getting the Harvest Race in today. Qualifying's going on right now. Racing starts at 2 Super Late Models, Bandoleros, and Legends.
Are you going to get there in time, Paul?
I hope so.
All right.
And, of course, I'll be back at the Speedway this afternoon for street drags in 2 weeks. I'm back to Mississippi Thunder Speedway. I get to announce their two-day Fall Fest. I can't wait for that. More stuff coming up. Watch our Facebook page. Watch our live TV show, our tape TV show, the whole gamut. We got to get out of here. I got to get ready to announce again. Thanks to Bill and Paul.
And
couldn't
Kevin
do this show.
Jesse.
Jesse over here that's making that wind it up little signal over here. he's knitting.
It means let's get out of here.
This has been the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report at 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.